Good evening, everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shiurenjoyment.com. Tonight's shiur is on Parshas Va'alotcha. I wanted to talk tonight about the theme of consistency and, of course, tefillah. I want to share with you that this past Shabbos, I spent in a hospital in New York City and taking care of my mom. And there, I found amazing Bikur Cholim room, which not only serves the local Jewish community, of those who have reasons for being in the hospital, whether it's the birth of a child or the pending birth of a child or the pending refuah shlema of a loved one, but also countless others that are able to enjoy the bounty that so many wonderful, special, amazing gomli chasadim provide to the hospital at large, whether it's drinks, whether it's treats in the form of snacks, whether it's nourishing meals, whether it's nourishing food, hot, cold, you name it. Everything from soup to nuts, including something to read, something to relax, basically an oasis of chesed. And everybody that comes into this room suddenly feels the warmth and the beauty of Klal Yisrael. It is in this particular Bikur Cholim room that there are no flags, there are no politics. We are all, as someone said so beautifully, we're all children of Hashem. And in this special place, we find the very best of what Klal Yisrael has to offer, which is time, talent, and resources. And there is no limitation to how many resources people are coming Erev Shabbos, loading up a fridge on a Thursday night, and then the fridge is empty the following morning. And we see this again. On Friday morning, the fridge is reloaded again with so many delicious forms of fruit. And, whether it's dips or whether it's chicken, it could be sushi, it could be salad, it could be dairy, it could be fleishik, it could be parv. It's just incredible. And then Motzei Shabbos, someone else comes along and fills up with Malava Malka, where there's several different, dozens and dozens of rolls and then different dips. Whether it's lox, tuna with vegetables, tuna with scallions, low-fat tuna, and as they say, alaget dezachin. This is really Knesset Yisrael at its most beautiful form, and I was zochet to see this, the Shpes Shabbos at NYU, a hospital in Midtown. And I know that this goes on in other places as well, in other hospitals, but it's just so beautiful to point this out and to recognize the beauty and the majesty of what makes Klal Yisrael so unique, so special, an Am HaNitcha, a chosen nation. This theme is really found in Balosha. We say Balosha es aneros, that Aaron HaKohen went about his service to the Jewish community in a consistent manner. As Rashi explains, he went about it in a way that was consistent and also besimcha. And it's very hard to do the same thing again and again and again, and to have the same level of simcha when you apply yourself. You've just done it the day before. How could you demonstrate a level of simcha and happiness? It feels so mundane. And yet, when someone approaches a mitzvah, such as Hakdasas Orchim, when someone approaches the mitzvah of providing necessary food for others, it's incredible the chias that a person has in doing something that is so Yad Hashem. It is so beautiful. And this is reminiscent of the word bezos yavo aron el hakodesh. The word bezos with this, zos we know is the gematria 408. Well, there's something else that is 408. We say that on Rosh Hashanah, we say, teshuva tefilas tzedakah ma'avin asro hagzira, that through repentance and through our prayer and through charity, we avert a cataclysmic outcome. And we replace that with something that is positive. Above those three words are tzom, kol, and mamon. Fasting, voice, and money. And tzom is equal to 136. Tzadi vav mem, 90 plus 6 plus 40 is 136. Kol is 100 plus 6 plus 30 is again 136. And mamon, 40 plus 6 and a 50 is equal to 136. And so we see that each one of these, which is equal to 136 and reminiscent of Tshuva, Tfila, Utztaka, is the Gematria Zos, with this, that with this, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. And this is what Aaron brought into the sacrifice. He brought the Tfila, he brought the Tshuva, and he brought the Tzedaka. Every single time those themes were ever so present. And every single time, that's what we see in a Bikur Cholim room. We see the words Tshuva, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive any shortcoming. We ask for a complete Refuah Shleima through the Tfila. And as we say in this week's parasha, unique to this week's parasha, Kel Na Rafa Na La, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should please heal this individual. And that is the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said on behalf of his sister Miriam, who was stricken with tzaras after speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe. And really, it sounded rather innocuous. It was about Moshe. Spend more time with your family, less time with God. You know, make time for family. Have a better work-life balance. But Moshe Rabbeinu was different than what we would consider today someone who's pursuing a better work-life balance. He was completely kadosh to Hashem. And perhaps there are questions as to whether or not Miriam, however well-intentioned, should have been more careful when discussing the private life of her brother. And yet we find that Klal Yisrael did not leave and move until Miriam, after 7 days, cleansed herself from the process of tzaras. And it was only through her brother's tefillah that she was ultimately healed. And it comes amazingly from her brother, who could have said, nah, I'm not interested in helping out. After all, she did X, Y, and Z. She said A, B, and C. It's not really for me to get involved. Maybe Hashem will find someone else. But that was how Moshe Rabbeinu lived his life, giving away everything. And that's really another demonstration of being being a very humble person and saying, you know what? It's not for me to take the role of God and to determine who should be healed and who should not be healed. Especially my sister, she should definitely be healed. Kel Na Rafa Na La is a prayer that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bestow upon all those who need chizuk and who need a little bit of help and koach to get them through the difficulties that they face, the challenges that they are presently involved with. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send all of them a Yeshua, a Refuah, the car of Mamish, and the Zchus of the consistency of those among us that continue to do so much good, make a tremendous, beautiful Kiddush Hashem, not just among Jewish people, but also among the nations of the world, to have a free pantry, to have an Eshel Avram, to have a place where they can find Achila, Shkia, and Lida. This is true Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and we should be zochet to never need to go to a hospital, but if we ever find ourselves in one, to express our own personal Hakaras HaTov to those that give so much and expect so little in return. Have a wonderful week. Shavuot Tov, Hatzlacha Rabbah.